What do you think of this, Crowder? Joe Shad tweeted out, how would you feel about Daniel Jones as the backup to Tua next season? Kind of exactly what you've talked about all season. I've talked about is an established former starter who can win you a couple games when needed. Like, I mean, Daniel Jones, again, Daniel Jones did enough to get hundreds of millions of dollars from New York. So he had to have done something where he looked decent enough. Tua goes down. He's on IR for four games. I mean, if I gave you the choice, Daniel Jones, Tyler Huntley, Skylar Thompson, or Tim Boyle, which of the four?
Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
It's true. But I was thinking of the Andy Daltons or the Carson Wentzes, the guys that have really done I don't know why New York gave him all that damn money, to be honest. I think we're just picking up their mistake with that.
Well, they went to the playoffs, right? Didn't they have a miraculous run to the playoffs? Was that Daniel Jones?
The Giants
went to the playoffs?
Yeah, they did. That's why he got paid. They went to the playoffs.
And Dable, right?
Correct.
Let me see. I don't know. I might be, you know, recency biased, but I've just never seen Daniel Jones have been that impressed with his play. But to your point, a veteran. I don't know if he's proven, but he is a veteran quarterback, and he's not Tim Boyle, I'll tell you that much.
So, I mean, kind of like that's kind of the guy you're looking for as a backup for Tua, I think.
They won a playoff game in 2022. They beat the Minnesota Vikings in the wild card round 31-24.
And it was Daniel Jones as the quarterback.
He threw 289 yards in that game.
I mean, the dudes want – remember, we had Skylar Thompson try to fill in for a playoff game. Didn't go well. Like, I think Daniel Jones, because you talked about, you know, Russell Wilson on the cheap. Obviously, you're not going to assume Daniel Jones's contract, but if you need someone to come in for a few games or someone to, you know, unfortunately – starting a playoff game, like that's kind of the guy you're talking about, I think.
Yeah, and could McDaniel maximize him? Because it seemed, you know, to your question, he's probably better than Tyler and Boyle and those guys. Skylar Thompson, they should give him away as soon as they can. But could Daniel Jones figure out this offense, and could Mike McDaniel, you know, maximize him as he's maximizing Tua? That would be the question. But yeah. I'm looking at his stats. His stats aren't bad, especially his first 3 years where he got paid with, you know, nothing crazy. But, yeah, not, you know, quarterback to, I mean, touchdown interception ratio and all that stuff. It doesn't look ugly when you look at the stats.
I saw a tweet that was going viral from a Giants fan that said, Daniel Jones did everything for this franchise. This is how they repaid him. Sacked 208 times in 70 games. No wide receiver number one until this last year. I'm assuming they're talking about the rookie that they drafted. Booed and hated since draft night. Three different head coaches.
I mean, listen, there's plenty of quarterbacks who don't get, you know, done any favors by their franchise. You can always give it context, though. You'd have to look at all those sacks. How many were because he held on to the ball too long? And how many, you know, were they changing head coaches in order to maximize him? Like, was it for him? Like, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, bottom line is they did him a hell of a favor, though, with that contract. Like, you can pick and choose all the times they didn't do him a favor. But, man, they gave him a hell of a contract.
The Joneses are not struggling to eat on a random Thursday.
Yeah. I don't think he should be angry at the New York Giants organization about not having wide receiver one because he got QB1 money.
You ask me the question, I look at the numbers. Like, he might be the guy where he might be Nick Foles. He might be Carson Wentz. It looks like he's the guy that we're talking about. So, you know what? Yeah. Go get a Daniel Jones and back up Tua.
Well, maybe. Would you have a problem with him, Solana, as the backup?
I think there's a couple other guys I'd rather have, and I still want to see the Dolphins draft a quarterback. Maybe not with the first round selection, but two or three, I think that's important. But you're telling me that my bet, my options are Skylar Thompson or Daniel Jones, yeah, I mean, I think I'm taking anybody over Skylar Thompson right now. That's been
How about
starting.
Josh Dobbs or Daniel Jones.
What about Jameis Winston?
Is he going to be available?
I don't know, but don't you think the Browns are going to go in a different direction? Like, they're not bringing Jameis Winston to start next season. And my guess is they're going to do everything they possibly can to get out of Deshaun Watson's contract. So maybe they draft somebody and they'll want that rookie to play. Jameis is one of these guys.
I'd take Jameis in a heartbeat. Yeah. Just for the fun of it.
Over Daniel Jones all day. I like Jameis. And to your point, he's going to say some goofy stuff. And
it's fun.
Go on tangents about foolishness.
He's a Mike McDaniel guy, right? He's a Mike McDaniel guy.
Yes, 100%.
Buy in. They talk 14 hours straight about nothing.
Yeah, they'd both be talking. No one would hear what the other guy or understand what the other guy's saying, and they'd just keep talking at each other, and they'd think that they had the best conversation in the world.
We might have 7,000 delay of games if that's the communication.
Yeah, let's hope those conversations don't take place during the game while I was trying to get a play in.